Imagine a handbell on a pedestal. Would you pick it up? Imagine you approach the counter of a hotel and there's a service bell. Of course, you're going to ring it. So I was paying a lot of attention as to what gives you the permission to ring a bell that's just there sitting. My name is Paul Ramirez Jonas, and I am an artist, and I am also a professor, and I'm also a parent. What you see are two metal arches that are about 40 feet high, and where they intersect, a series of bells comes out in a kind of helix, in a spiral. These are really beautiful bells made of bronze. And every few minutes, the bells start to ring from the top one to the bottom one, one after the other. And they chime the melody of America. Na, 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 sweet land of liberty. And then at the very end, there is no last note. It just kind of abruptly ends. And on the ground level is a very large bell with a kind of lever. And if you're standing underneath those bells and you time it correctly, you can finish the melody by ringing this very large bell. And it's the bell is large enough that the sound vibrates in your body. It's a really fantastic sensation. And I wanted people to think about what freedom means to them. Do they want to be free from something, or do they want to be free for something?
Paul Ramirez Jonas knits together democracy, one art project at a time. I'm Paul Farber. I'm a curator, and I'm the director of Monument Lab. Paul Ramirez Jonas is one of the most highly regarded artists who operates in public space. He's renowned for his installations that invite participation. The artwork isn't finished in his studio. It's finished in public space with people bringing themselves, their ideas, their fingerprints right to the scene. In 2023, Monument Lab was invited to curate the first public art exhibition on the National Mall. And we were tasked with inviting artists who could meet that opportunity with great insights, not just into monument making, but into democratic participation. And it was interesting to hear how Paul Ramirez Jonas interpreted. He thought about a song that has deeply been a part of our nation's history, My Country, 'Tis of Thee, adapted from a colonial song, made into a patriotic hymn. It was referenced by Dr. Martin Luther King in the 1963 I Have a Dream speech. His idea was to create a monumental bell tower that would play the song except the last note. There's a tradition, whether it's factories, churches, schools, that the bell is a call to presence, to call to gather. So the bell has this deep symbol with us, and adapted for our city in Philadelphia, we have perhaps the world's most famous bell as one of our monuments. We don't get to ring that every day. Let Freedom Ring is such a meaningful example of art creating a scenario for exchange, for reflection, and reminds us of the power of participation.
I want them to see that this symbol can only really be activated if they're engaged. I think that I want them to feel that they have a part to play, even if it seems small, but that it is an important part.
The fact that the Association for Public Art in this moment has brought Let Freedom Ring to Philadelphia is a dream come true. It's a way to take some of the conversations that we have about our public symbols, about our public systems, about who we recognize in their fullest humanity, and invite them to be together to ring the bell for freedom, for hope, for justice.
I'm sure it will provoke conversation. This is in the context of the 250th anniversary of the creation of this country. So I wish I could create a conversation between people about ideas of freedom. And that is something that's being contested right now. And people don't see eye to eye What is freedom to one group feels like oppression to the other. What feels freedom to one group feels like anarchy to another. So I think the piece is being presented at the right time for people to think in a peaceful way about these differences.